pastor, the further into his sermon he got, the hotter I got. I was sweating after a while here. It was hilarious. It was very good. No, he was talking about. I don't remember what prompted it, but the song from Fiddler on the Roof, "Do You Love Me?" You know, he looks at his wife. He says, "Do you love me?" And she says, "Well, I wash your clothes. I do all this. But then she says, "But do you love me?" And so she goes into this big spiel about what else she does. I love it. And it just fit perfect into what he was saying. And in Ephesians 5:26, I don't have a Bible up here. Can somebody look that up for me real quick? Ephesians 5:26 talks about the washing of the water of the word, sanctifying, being set apart by the washing of the water. Can you read that?
Might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Yeah, brainwashed. But isn't that what it is? Isn't that what it is? I mean, we are as husbands, as fathers, to teach our families, teach our children to think in a certain way. And to think about life in a certain way. Isn't that brainwashing? Isn't that what that really is? I mean, with the washing of the water of the word, it's a pure thought, thinking purely. I like that. I don't mind if you don't. I think it fits nice.
How I love you. You are the one. You are the one. I was so lost, but you filled the way, because you're the way. I was so lost, but you showed the way to me.
Whoa, whoa,
how I love you. You are the one, you are the one. How I love you, you are the one for me. I was lied to, but you told the truth, because you're the truth. I was lied to, but you told the truth to me. How I love you, you are the one, you are the one. How I love you, but you are the one for me. Because you're the life. I was dying, but you gave a life to me. How I love you. You are the one. You are the one. How I love you. You are the one for me.
That's good. That's good. You know, we sang about this morning, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into him and be saved. Well, mighty fortress. He is our mighty fortress. Hallelujah.
A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood. Seek to work us woe. choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord, Sabaoth His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The Prince of Darkness grim, we tremble not for Him.
There's a blessed time that's coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. The wedding of the bride, united with the groom. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King, we shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power, we'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Are you ready? Should the Savior call today? Would Jesus say, well done, or go away? My home is for the pure, the vile can never stay. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King, we shall see the King, we shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power, we'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Oh my brother, are you ready for the call? To crown your Savior, King and Lord of all. The kingdoms of this world shall soon before Him fall.
shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes.
Hallelujah.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds touch their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
When the trump of the great archangel its mighty tones shall sound, and the end of the age proclaiming shall pierce the depths profound, when the Son of Man shall come in the glory to take the saints on high, what a shouting on the skies from the multitudes that rise, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye, changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, changed in the twinkling of an eye. When he comes in the clouds descending, and they who loved him here from the grave shall awake and praise him with joy and not with
body and the soul are united and clothed no more to die. What a shouting there will be when the gathered faith we see, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, the seed that was sown in weakness shall then be raised in power. And the songs of the blood-bought millions shall hail that blissful hour when we gather safely home in the morning and night's dark shadows fly. What a shouting on the shore when we meet to part no more. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye.
They're married to. And I had told them, I said, you know, I wanted to be the third one. And I'll be the third one tonight. That thank God for the fine man that he gave me. I was gonna say good, but there's no not good. No, there's no not one that's good. He's a fine man. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
So very blessed. My faith in which
amen.
Can I love him?
Glenn, happy Father's Day.
Husband's Day.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Does anybody else?
I really appreciate the support. I'll be in the workroom, gentlemen. really appreciate Sandy's support. Sandy knows better than anyone else, of course. The last 6 months, well, I've worked at Walmart for 13 years, and it seems like the last 6 months has been more problems compressed into 6 months than the previous 12 and a half years. And no clear reason, almost. I feel like I have to apologize to some of you as brothers and sisters in Christ, because I know a good number of times in the last few months I've come here to church and I just, you know, it's very difficult to worship and carrying some heavy burdens, and I just very much appreciate Sandy's support and godly counsel and strengthening, because it just seems like every week there's been another lawsuit and there's been another two or three of employees that have been stealing from us that I've had to participate in the firing of, and I've been in court a number of times, and it just has rolled on and on and on, and my office has been vandalized, and last week we had a customer exposing himself to an employee twice, and I mean, it just seems like, I mean, there's just been so many strange things and so many burdens, and the last couple of weeks I've had to be a whistleblower on some ethical things from superiors that I've had to go above their heads on and again get caught in the middle of some very unpleasant things, and it just seems like it's gone on and on and on. But I know God is at work, and I think Pastor Manny, your sermons have been just like, you knew everything about me these last few weeks, which you didn't, but spiritually, I mean, the sermons that you've had have been so very, very meaningful. And one of the messages that I've heard coming through, sort of like you can hear the Holy Spirit speaking in between the lines sometimes when the pastor is speaking, and in between the lines, I think for me has been, these battles that I'm facing at work are not about me. I need to get my mind off me. The battle belongs to the Lord, and when you're out, especially in secular work, I work with 350 employees, I think about 10 of which go to church on a regular basis, you know. So the devil is going to be active in that big of a place, and we're put into a place where we're involved in the battle, and how spiritually immature of me to think that every day is going to be easy and sunny, because we're involved in the battle. But it's not about me, and one of the things that Sandy has been just so good to have a godly wife, and I know that that's part of why God brings us into marriage, isn't it? That we strengthen each other and help each other at the times when,
yes.
when we're facing difficulties, and that definitely has been true, and that, you know, but I'm there as a missionary, you know, and that again, it's not about me, it's about the fact that if there's Jesus Christ in me, which there is, and I'm working with over 300 employees who aren't believers, that I'm there to be a missionary, and to be a light, and even though it's been a time of just incredible testing when I would have gladly quit about 40 times in the last 6 months, you know, that you know, if we were missionaries in Hungary, we would sort of expect persecution, or China, or wherever. Why should I not expect persecution if my call at this time is in that place? And just more things than I could possibly tell in a few minutes of testimony, but about a week ago, I had a dream at night, and when I woke up in the morning, the only thing I could remember was there's like 15 or 20 different vignettes, but always I could hear the words, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Lord, and that was like the answer to every vignette that came. And to me, the meaning of that was a lot of different things, but part of it was God is at work in other people's lives, and in order for my life to be the best vessel for it to flow through in that particular little sphere of influence that I have, so sometimes God has to cut off things, you know, but he has to cut off certain ambitions of mine, he has to cut off my desire to always have an easy life, he has to cut off a lot of things, and that's the sword of the Lord, and so I just appreciate people's continued prayers also, but it sure is good to come to church and to have fellowship, and like I said with Maurice, she just asked me a couple weeks ago, Brian, where's your smile? And I'm like, and you know, there was a couple Sundays I came even without the tambourine because I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to just do that today. I just need to be in the presence of the Lord, and you know, I just felt so spiritually needy, but definitely I've been spiritually fed here, and I give glory to God, and we just take it another day.
Thank you for that. Thank you, and thank you for smiling.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take weapon that's fashioned against us, we'll stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor. Comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. We raise up a standard, the power of his blood, the battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory and honor. In heart, do not fear, the battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption draws near, the battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Let's do the third verse again.
When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption draws near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord, and we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Yeah.